From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, February 7th. Coming up, we'll learn how the new chairman of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees navigate the changes of the Trump administration. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Congressman Mike Quigley is warning that the dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development will deliver a major blow to Ukraine. Anna Savchenko has more.
Ukraine is the top recipient of USAID funds, and Quigley says an end to humanitarian aid there would have dire consequences.
Ukrainians will die because of this. The war effort, the economic efforts will all be dramatically impacted by this. Our concern is it's a message to Putin. It's a message to Putin that says the USA is pulling back and we don't care nearly as much.
If the U.S. gives up on helping Ukraine on the battlefield, Quigley fears other NATO member countries may follow suit. Meanwhile, leaders in Moscow welcome the news.
Illinois House Democrats are doing what they can to oppose President Donald Trump, but their power is extremely limited. Alex Degman reports.
The House passed five resolutions this week condemning the Trump administration. Democrats railed against Trump's January 6th pardons, tariffs, elimination of DEI programs, quest to end birthright citizenship, and more. Republicans didn't vote and walked out while Democrats spoke. House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch says that's telling.
They should be here to speak out against fascism. We cannot be silent. We must rise up. Speak up. Speak out. We cannot walk out on the people that sent us here.
The resolutions Democrats passed are basically strongly worded letters. They don't hold any legal weight. Republicans said Democrats are playing, quote, petty political games. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois State Police shot a man at a gas station in the McLean County town of Lexington yesterday. Troopers say they were tracking a vehicle thought to be involved in a Texas armed robbery through Champaign County and into McLean County. When the vehicle stopped for gas in Lexington, the troopers tried to arrest two people. Authorities say 18-year-old Ryan Hurst from Arkansas pointed a gun and troopers shot him. He's in stable condition. State police also arrested the other man, 19-year-old Martin Hernandez from Texas, who was not injured. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team defeated Northwestern last night at the State Farm Center 73-60. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
Illinois has won their last five games, improving their record to 18-5. And two of those wins have been against Northwestern. Genesis Bryant and Kendall Bostic led the Illini in points, rebounds, and assists. The team outscored Northwestern by 12 points in the first quarter and never gave up the lead. Illinois will play Wisconsin next on the road on Sunday at 3 p.m. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn how the new chairman of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees navigate the changes of the Trump administration. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 38 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 29 degrees and east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and a high of 39 degrees and east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 24 degrees and northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 35 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the federal government is suing Illinois, Cook County, and Chicago over the refusal to cooperate with immigration enforcement. We'll talk about that and what's been another tumultuous week in the news in our Friday review. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The new chairman of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees has a personal connection to the current state of immigration in the United States. Jesse Ruiz was elected at the same time President Donald Trump began his deportation push in Chicago, and his father lived in the U.S. without legal status for 7 years. IPM's Emily Hayes spoke with the former deputy governor about that experience and how it shapes his new role.
Your father was a migrant worker during World War II, but after an emergency surgery, he lost his legal status. This was before you were born, but how does that background influence your priorities as the chairman of the Board of Trustees?
It reminds me of all the great folks who have contributed to building a great country, some of them born here, some of them who emigrated here. And we are a nation of laws, and I do believe in those laws. And yes, he was part of something called the Bracero program that was in existence around starting in World War II. And he first came helping pick crops because a lot of farm workers were off fighting wars in Europe and the Pacific in 1943. And so he was helping out, put food on American tables. And after his contract, and he did a number of those contracts going back and forth for 4 years from 1943 to 47. He had an emergency appendectomy and he went to an aunt's home in Chicago. He was working on a farm outside of Milwaukee and didn't report back. And so that's when he was, you know, legally, he was undocumented from 47 to 55, working in construction in Chicago, working on the railroads, you know, truly helping build America and or at least Chicago. And in 55, he did return to Mexico to get his status legalized and re-entered the United States then with a permanent resident or a green card status. And that's when he met my mom when he was there. He returned later and they were married and they both entered legally in 1956 and settled on the far south side of Chicago where I grew up.
So how does all of that impact your priorities as chairman of the Board of Trustees?
Well, being a first generation low income student, my dad only had the opportunity for a third grade education. He was growing up in rural Mexico. By the age of 7, he had to help. He was the eldest of about 12 siblings. And so he had to help on the family farm, you know, common to a lot of American families at that time as well. And so not a lot of time for formal education. So he said he always worked very hard so that I could have the opportunity he never had. And so to honor his legacy and his memory, he passed in 2013. I want to work hard to ensure every child of Illinois, every child across the country who wants to come and avail themselves of a world-class university education has that opportunity and that we maintain a world-class university for those students to benefit from.
The Trump administration is targeting Illinois and Chicago in its push for deportations. What will the University of Illinois system do for students without legal status and what will it not do?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, again, nation of laws, we all have to abide by them and we will do everything to support like we do for all students to support them. And something I learned in my years serving on K-12 education boards and in my former role as deputy governor for education, high quality world-class education is by definition differentiated. A phenomenal, you know, third grade teacher can differentiate a lesson plan for 20 different children or 30 different children in a classroom. And so we have a few more than 30 kids in a classroom across our three universities in the University of Illinois system. And so it's our job to provide the differentiated supports that all of them need so that they can all flourish and fulfill their potential. And, you know, hopefully obtain the training and the skills and the education and passion for lifelong learning that will carry them throughout their lives and hopefully productive, healthy and fruitful lives and careers.
So I'm hearing support for every student, including potentially undocumented students, but no specifics.
Well, the specifics are coming out as we're seeing more executive orders drafted. And again, we're going to do everything we can to support all our students within the bounds of the law. And and recognizing that we do have an obligation to all the students who enroll at the University of Illinois to support them.
Okay, well, it looks like our time is up. Thank you so much, Chairman Rees, for talking with me today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Anna Savchenko, Alex Degman, Colin Hyslope, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.